Tragically, it has happened again. Crime tape and tactical teams at a San Jose rail yard. We begin tonight with breaking news of a mass shooting, yet another in a U.S. city. Nine people, including the gunman, are dead. It is the latest attack in a wave of mass shootings with pandemic restrictions lifting across the country. It is our top story tonight here on Prime, live from our News Nation headquarters in Chicago. I'm Marnie Hughes.
And I'm Rob Nelson. This shooting took place early this morning in two buildings that are part of a light rail facility. The gunman, now identified tonight by authorities as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy. According to our News Nation station in San Francisco, he has been an employee at that yard since 2012. Authorities say he took his own life as police closed in. Tonight, a large crime scene there in San Jose as investigators continue to search for a motive and as anxious families continue to wait for answers. The vice mayor of San Jose standing by to join us live in just a minute. But first, News Nation correspondent Nancy Liu live there in San Jose tonight with the very latest. Nancy.
And Rob, this light rail yard remains a massive and tragic crime scene, and a very careful bomb sweep has been underway pretty much all day. Behind me is just part of this massive complex, which includes buildings and railroad cars. It's several acres at least, and this is actually a second active scene as well. Law enforcement is indicating this will be an extensive investigation, and it's just getting underway.
As you all know, a horrible tragedy has impacted the VTA family, the organization, and our whole community. And our thoughts and love go out to all the employees who have been directly and indirectly impacted by this horrible event.
The horror for the Valley Transportation Authority unfolded at around 6:30 this morning at the VTA's light rail yard in San Jose. A VTA union meeting was said to be underway when a gunman opened fire, killing eight people. The suspect has been identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy, a mechanic who had been with the VTA since 2012. He took his own life as police closed in. Governor Gavin Newsom rushed here to respond to California, the latest scene of a workplace massacre.
More scenes like this repeated over and over and over again. I say that not as a governor, I just say that as a father of four.
Within the massive VTA complex, a canine unit detected an explosive device, so a careful bomb sweep has been underway since. Authorities are also at the scene of a suspicious house fire in San Jose. It's believed Cassidy set fire to the home this morning before heading to the VTA. According to the sheriff's office, explosive devices were found at the home as well, along with weapons and ammunition. The tragedy has hit the valley hard, and the community is rallying around the VTA.
The backbone of Santa Clara County throughout COVID-19 was all the essential workers, and none were more essential than making sure people could get to their places of work. And VTA never stopped. It didn't stop light rail, it didn't stop buses, it didn't stop helping move people from point A to point B. These heroes that we all learned how to call essential workers heroes, we're now calling on them to be heroes again.
And just into News Nation, we have obtained some home video. Our affiliate Cron here in the Bay Area obtained home video from a camera across the street from that residence believed to belong to Sam Cassidy. You can see someone loading into a white truck, carrying a duffel bag. And as people have heard, the fire and the shooting reported at around the same time as that surveillance video. Now, that photo of Sam Cassidy was confirmed by our Bay Area affiliate Cron, which also spoke to the attorney of a former girlfriend of Cassidy, who claimed to him that she broke it off with Cassidy because of his mood swings and because he was bipolar. Back to you.
Nancy Liu, live for us. A lot of pieces of the puzzle beginning to come together, but still so many answers.